Hi, please go back to Anthony Cooper's chart on the past medical history. Also add hypertension, CHF, COPD, chronic cough, tobacco abuse, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, congestive heart failure. And then on medication, please put down Lasix 20 milligram a day, Farxiga 10 milligram a day, Ozempic 0.5 milligram weekly. Recent history of antibiotic treatment for exacerbation of COPD with zithromycin and Tessalon Perles. Then Farxiga 5 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, atorvastatin 40 milligram a day, Vascepa 1 gram a day, Toujeo, Toujeo, 10 milligram daily, Coric 6.25 milligram twice a day, Enalapril 10 milligram a day, FOLBEE plus 5 milligram / 1.5 / 25 milligram a day, atorvastatin 20 milligram a day, and Lasix 20 milligram a day. Okay, those are his medication on Mr. Cooper. Then I'll add to the assessment. Patient also has the history of congestive heart failure. Patient's shortness of breath could also be related to his congestive heart failure and diabetes and the process of obtaining his ejection fraction. He's taking Lasix, which the dose could be adjusted because of his fetal edema. That would also help his shortness of breath as well. He also has uncontrolled diabetes. Recently, Ozempic was added to his regimen, period. New paragraph. He requires the afterload reducer with an enalapril because of his congestive heart failure, as well as Coreg, which is helping, which is also used for congestive heart failure to try to give him more energy and reduce his volume. Period. Patient recently had a bout of bronchitis, which required zithromycin and Tessalon Perles as well. Thank you. Oh, he also suffers from diabetic neuropathy, which I believe is causing his pain as well. Thank you.